the NFL owners' meetings, a lot gets done. It's about the future of the league. It's, you know, where the league has been and also where they're headed. And a lot of these initiatives that we're talking about this week are some of the things that Mr. B is very invested in the past with regards to television growth and with regards to international expansion. Is it really great to see his fingerprints on the foundation of what's been laid and where things are going?
It is, and it would have been fun for to have him here to have discussions about the future of digital technology and where the games are going, you know, over-the-top broadcasts. A lot of those things, expansion to luncheon, to London, new games being played in Mexico City now, the possibility of doing something in China. You know, Pat was a big advocate of playing overseas. We played in a number of American bowls. So I think for him, it would be very rewarding to see the growth of the league and the expansion and where things are headed.
Were you able to enjoy some moments with him after the Super Bowl run? I know we've got about a month, we're about a month past that, but you know, we get a lot of questions all the time about, you know, how Mr. B is doing and his battle. Just kind of to give us an update about how he's doing in the past month since the Super Bowl.
I did spend a little bit of time with him a couple of weeks after, or a week after, and then another week after that. And trophy was there in his basement, and I think he was enjoying that. He'd watched the game a couple of times. You know, I know he'd be very, very proud of that team last year. And but he'd be moving on to this year, and that's what we're doing now. You know, we're in the throes of free agency, and that's winding down a little bit. When we get back, John and his crew will get ready for the draft. And, you know, as an organization, we're focused on 2016 now.
The future, you just mentioned China, Germany, we've heard, is even a possibility.
Right.
How important is it going to be for the Broncos to be at the forefront of that international expansion?
Well, I hope we get an opportunity. I've been begging the league for the last 4 or 5 years, but I think with Peyton Manning as our quarterback, too many of the teams that we'd had an opportunity to play against over there wanted to keep him stateside in their own buildings where they play their home games. So we weren't able to go back to London, haven't been asked to go to Mexico City yet. But I think in the future, you know, what happens is this league, Matt, is you got to keep asking. And so I do that every year, and I hope in the very near future we'll get to play an overseas game. I think it'd be great for our organization, but great for our fans and great for our region where we reside. So hopefully we can get that opportunity.
Regionally, Los Angeles is another area of expansion for the league. How important is it going to be to have that market now open to the Western United States, something, a football area that the Broncos are very familiar with?
Yeah, of course, we're in the division when the Raiders were in L.A. and played a number of games over there. Looking forward to getting back. Tried to play a preseason game this year. I don't think that's going to work out. Wanted to go to the Coliseum and see how that was going to play. But I think it's very exciting for the league. It's a second largest market in the country, and now we're back there. The stadium plan and the overall development plan that Stan Kroenke, who many Denver fans are familiar with, has put place in Los Angeles is very futuristic, dynamic. It's going to be a great center for the league in more ways than just football games. I think you'll see Super Bowls, drafts, special events, the NFL Digital Media Center out there. So very forward-thinking, and to get back to Los Angeles is a great, great thing for the NFL, I think.
The commissioner leading up to this had said health and safety is going to be a focal point at these meetings. What are some of the things that people can expect going forward as far as health and safety in the NFL?
Well, I just think that this relentless pursuit of trying to make the game safer for players, focusing on their health and their welfare, is not going to stop. And that's been a real big message that the commissioner and his staff have put forward to us this week. You know, there have been something, Matt, like 40 rule changes in the last several years, 10 years or something like that. And it's all designed and built around trying to make the game safer for players. There's technology out there. The league's working with Under Armour and with General Electric to try and make things better, equipment better, to study the impact of various types of plays, collisions, things that happen on a football field. And, you know, I think a lot of people are very concerned that this is a big issue for the league, and they're right about that. But what the league is doing progressively and very, very actively to try and make the game safer, and the studies and the research and the equipment and the rules changes and all of this combined, I don't think it gets enough play out there as to how much the league is actually doing. It's one of the real cornerstones of Commissioner Goodell's tenure here at the league, and he's done a great job with it.
You mentioned John Elway and his contributions these past couple of years. How remarkable has it been for you to see the growth from when he started to now, because he's had quite the meteoric rise in the past couple of years?
Yeah, I'm not that surprised by it. I mean, I think he brings so much to the table in terms of his skill set. at a 50,000-foot level and a 500-foot level. And it's a skill set that's unique, I think, in this league. He's done a terrific job. We've won five AFC West championships in his 5 years as our general manager, and, of course, culminating with the Super Bowl this last year. And now we face a challenge to go back and try and repeat with it'll be a new team, obviously, with a new cast of players in some respects. So, but he had some good instincts, brought on a coach that he felt could take us over the top, and he was right. And Gary's done a great job, had his finger on the pulse of the team all last year, and really, really took hold of the group at the end of the season, and when we ran off those five straight victories to win Super Bowl 50. So, we're in a very, very good position, I think, on the football side. We've regained the trust of our fans, and that's thanks a lot to John Elway and all of the work that he's done.